So I'm joined on the line by potentially someone who could be very familiar in your life. Maybe you're popping out to a supermarket to buy your sandwiches at lunchtime. Yes, the name Posy Brewer probably doesn't mean much to you, but she has probably featured in your life. Good morning, Posy.
Good morning.
Welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Now, you are the voice of the self-service checkouts in Morrison's.
Yes.
Can we have the impression, please?
Okay. Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Oh, my goodness. It's actually you.
Yeah. You either love me or you want to kill me. I don't know. It's one of the odds.
This is the thing. I was actually going to apologise for the times I've got frustrated over unexpected item in the bagging area. Assistance is coming. I'm standing there waiting. The light's flashing. So it's nothing personal.
No. I know it's not. It's not at the voice. It's more for the technicality of the machines all waiting for somebody to come to you. Isn't it? It's just like, oh, he's got out. That's why you're. Essentially use those self-service checkouts to make it quicker for you as a customer. But yeah,
are you a fan of the self-service checkouts when doing your own shopping? Do you use them?
Yeah I do, but I don't actually have a Morrison's close to me. They used to have one in Guildford, but then that closed down. When I went to a funeral up north last year, and funnily enough I had to go and grab something to eat, and I ended up going to the Morrison's. It felt very weird because literally I was using the self-service checkouts and all I could just hear my voice around me in like three or four tills, and like an echo, and it was just very weird, very strange.
I was going to say, that must be such a surreal feeling. Yeah. But everyone else around you, they're not going to know it's you, so you've got that sense of being anonymous.
Yes, so it's quite nice, actually, being anonymous. But I did actually want to, when Guildford were opening up their new Morrison's, I wanted to see if I could do a live one, because obviously I'm in Guildford, and I just thought it'd be perfect, and do a live one, because I thought that would be absolutely hilarious, and it would be quite, humorous, I think.
You could walk into Morrison's and just sort of go into the voice and see if anyone notices. It's actually you. How did you get the Morrison's gig then, Posy?
So it was very interesting, actually, because I've been doing it for a long time now, but it was actually doing a test years ago, and I had a production company who contacted me, and they said, oh, we're just doing a test, and it was a European production company, funnily enough. And they called me up and I just did this test, didn't think anything of it, didn't have the names, Morrison's or whatever, at the start. And then literally about a year, 2 years later, it was actually my husband who called me up and went, I just heard your voice in the supermarket. And I went, really?
You didn't know it was going to be you then?
Yeah, I didn't actually know it was going to be you. So... yes, it was very random, and that's how I found out. And then, obviously, I then recorded a whole load more. And I think what they were doing is they were testing it out in one of the supermarkets, and it happened to be one near my husband for some really random, it was very bizarre. So he was like, oh, I can't get away from her.
Escaping you. You're everywhere in the country.
I just went to go and get my lunch. I can't escape my wife.
So when you were sort of, you're telling your friends, maybe you're meeting up with someone for coffee and you sort of drop that into conversation, what's the reaction been?
Interestingly enough, I've done a lot of voice work, done it for over 16 years now, and I've done some great gigs, some big TV campaigns, some video games, animation, loads of different random things. But the one thing everyone goes, oh my goodness, is the Morrison's. You're the voice of Morrison's. It's the one thing that everyone goes, oh my goodness. So it's,
I must admit, I'm feeling quite almost starstruck actually talking to you, because it sounds really weird. But talking to you on the show and thinking, actually, this is the voice of the till where I bought my sandwiches the other day.
It'd be great if I could get a BAFTA for that, wouldn't it?
We need to introduce that, I think. BAFTA for best self-service.
Exactly.
You did win an award, though, recently, didn't you?
Yes, that was a local award, actually, for the Surrey Digital Awards. So that was really nice. I've won other awards over the years, but this one was really lovely because it was a local award, so it was for my website and the marketing and creativity of it. But it was really nice because obviously I'm from Guildford and it kind of was lovely to be with other small and medium-sized businesses around and that was really good. So that was in March, I think.
Oh wow! Congratulations on that. That must be amazing, being recognised in that way for your work.
Yeah, no, it is. But you always end up. I mean, I just end up getting quite shy about it and quite. But it was lovely to receive that, and I was really proud, you know, because sometimes when you work in a studio, which I do, so I work on my own, it can be very isolating. And sometimes, you know, even when you're sitting on your own, you know, and you're working so hard, and it's lovely to be recognised for that sometimes.
Yes. So you've got your own studio at home, so is that where you record all your voiceovers and do all your work?
So I actually have a properly built office and studio down at the end of the garden because we moved house in September last year. And I had a studio in my house last time, but my husband literally kicked me out and said, I don't want you here in the house. So, yeah.
Isn't it usually the wife kicking the husband out?
Yeah.
We're doing a bit of a reversal here, don't we?
Yeah, no, literally. He's like, oh, you've got to get out. But it's been very good because when you work for yourself, you know, and you run your own business, you're constantly working, you know, you don't actually ever stop. And sometimes it's quite nice to be able to close the door on the studio and go in and then be with my family and two very young, loud children.
Okay, who you don't really want in the background when you're recording voiceovers.
No, exactly. So that's another reason why.
Yeah, so like the work-life balance, really, the whole thing.
Yes. It's just a juggling game, and I think a lot of mums especially have that, you know. I'm somebody who I couldn't just be a mum in that sense and stop because I'm just not like that. But it's a real juggling act and expensive as well with childcare and everything like that. It's what I do, and I love everything that I do, you know, with the voice work and the acting. So,
and I think it is really important, isn't it? You know, you spend so many hours of your life at work. It's good to, if you can do something you actually enjoy doing and actually you're passionate about.
Exactly. And I've always said that to everybody, I think my mum was very, my mum, bless her, you know, she always let me just follow my dreams. And I think you have to let people do that and not hinder them in any way. And I think if you're unhappy in what you do, then I think you need to change that. I think it's important. You need to be happy, not just in your, you know, personal life, but you need to be in your work life as well.
Exactly. So it's not all about the pay pack at the end of the day. It's about having to work.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I mean, we'd all like to have millions and millions of pounds, and that will happen. But
so how did you first get into voice work then, Posey?
I'm a trained actress, and I went to the Oxford School of Drama a while back. My first job out of drama school, funnily enough, was for an animation playing a 17-year-old sci-fi kid, which was great fun. So that I went into a studio and recorded that. And then the second job was, funnily enough, radio drama. So I was at the BBC recording some radio drama with James Fleet, which was lovely. And then I was doing some acting, doing some theatre stuff, and then I then got a contract with Barclays Bank for 3 years.
Okay.
Doing their telephone systems and Woolwich as well. And it kind of then it kept coming to me. And it was then one Christmas that my husband bought me Pro Tools, which is the software that most studios and producers use to edit their music and our recordings. And then it just went from there, really. And I then built a studio, and it just kind of came. And then I did some theatre, did some, you know, bits of TV and film. But then the voice work just kept coming to me.
Okay.
And then I fell pregnant with my first child, and it just seemed to fit. And then, and the rest is history, really. So 99% of my work is behind the microphone, and then the occasional bits of things which I need to get back into it, really, at the moment.
Now that
the 2.5-year-old is...
Okay. So you might go back into the acting more, potentially, in the future?
I want to go back into it now. Having a baby, I put on a lot of weight. So I think a lot of your confidence goes, and you know, everything like that, and also juggling being able to go and do filming for a week or something like that. It's just difficult. Whereas what I do has fitted my situation.
Yes, and I think the idea of being behind a microphone, it's a lot less nerve-wracking than being in front of a camera, I would imagine.
Yes, and it's great because some days you can just come into the studio in your pyjamas. It's lovely, and no makeup and nothing. It's brilliant.
Excellent, yes. Just straight out, fall out of bed and into work. That sounds like the dream.
Exactly.
So can you remember what your first job was? What were you doing? Were you working in a supermarket, potentially, or...?
Funny enough, actually, my first job was working in another supermarket. It was in Sainsbury's, actually.
Oh, okay.
So,
you've defected then now.
So, Sainsbury's was my first job, actually. I never thought about that, actually.
Oh, yes. There you go. See? Yeah. You've kind of gone full circle, almost.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when you were sort of, you know, starting out with the acting training, you mentioned that the voiceover work sort of started coming in. But was it something that you potentially thought, this is something I could do, or were you kind of going down the acting route in those early days?
It was more of acting route. But I think, I mean, this is where some, actors think that they can actually... do voice work, but it's actually it's a very different skill, and not all actors can do it, I just seem to be very good at it, and I really enjoy it, I just kind of fell into it, really. And that's the kind of thing, even though I'm a trained actress as well.
It's good to have all the skills, though, because you can sort of turn your hands to lots of different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
and the mic technique.
Yes. So what would the dream be then? What would the dream gig be? The one that you sort of see coming through and you thought, this is where I want to be. I know this is what I really want. You know, what would that be?
I think at the moment right now, I love doing all my commercial and my corporate work, but I have a real passion at the moment for animation and gaming. I've done a lot of stuff for gaming, but for the last couple of years, I've kind of drifted off into a different area. And I think doing a new TV, BBC animation, children's animation, I think. I seem to watch a lot of that in the background with the kids. I'm a big kid at heart, and I would love to do something. I love playing kids and character voices. So I think that would be the thing I'd like to be doing, is a new TV animation show.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Not only hear yourself in the supermarket, but also when you're sort of, being mum with the kids around, suddenly your voice in the background is going to be more surreal.
So
your voice is obviously, your bread and butter. How do you look after your voice? Have you got sort of techniques on...
I think there's lots of things that warming up is crucial. So I kind of every morning I have a thing that I clear all the passages, should we say, in the sense you could go in all the directions there. But in the I use a thing called the nappy pot. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's a thing that clears out your nasal passages.
Okay.
And so it's very good for people who have colds and flu, and allergies, and I get hay fever, funnily enough. So I use that every morning just to clear it out, and it's great because it keeps away any bugs and everything like that. And if you have a cold, it is the best thing you can do, because it clears it all out. So I do that to keep refreshed fresh in the morning, and then I drink a lot of herbal teas, which is nice, and lemon and ginger. I have a real thing for, I've been drinking lots of lemon in the morning because apparently it's very good for your metabolism.
Oh, okay.
And I'm obviously going to lose a whole load of weight, which I have done. But so lemon, that in the morning, just doing regular exercises and breathing exercises, and not drinking lots and lots of alcohol the night before.
Oh, OK. That's probably the hardest bit, not drinking the alcohol.
Yeah. And not drinking milk in your coffee, yeah.
OK. What's that? Is there any reason for that?
So it's the milk. There's certain things that can affect your voice and also make it bring sounds into your and mouth noises. Milk, it kind of, when you drink milk, it can make you... not blocked up, but but it's kind of like a mucus. It kind of guards it, and it can affect the voice.
There's a lot to think about, isn't there? Because if you get a cold or you lose your voice, that's going to really affect your affect you in a big way, isn't it?
Yes, and there have been many times when I've either had to cancel gigs, unfortunately, because of it. But most of that, there are little things and tricks and things that I do in order to make myself not sound like I've got a cold.
And it makes you think, sort of, you know, looking at all the stuff that you've done, how many sort of potential clients there are, how many sort of companies and organisations need sort of voiceover artists like yourself to provide their services. Amazing.
I think also, especially with the websites now and social media, I do a lot of web videos and things like that. And it's really important for companies to get out there in visually as well, I think. And having a voice over in your web video is a really strong marketing tool. Mm. And so I do a lot of that, and that I really enjoy. Because I do very small businesses up to large corporations, so it's lovely because I get to have work with all types of businesses. So it's really good fun.
Oh, wonderful! Is there any sort of anything that you may be asked to do that you'll be thinking, oh no, this is a challenging voice to do?
It's only when I'm doing the gaming or the animation, when you've got to play a real character, and when there's some characters that I can do very well, and then they might think, right, could you do this? And you're on the spot, and you have to obviously then find a voice somewhere.
So I guess it's a learning curve, isn't it? You sort of, life's all about challenges, and you just have to take it and embrace it and do what you can with it sometimes.
And not worry and just go for it, really.
I love your outlook on life and the fact that you're just doing something that you love doing. It's just very inspirational.
Positive.
So, yes, definitely. Positivity. Yes, could almost be your middle name.
And, bless you.
Thank you so much for talking to us on the programme today. Can I have the Morrisons still one more time?
Yes. Welcome to Morrisons. Welcome to Radio Way. Please scan radioway.co.uk.
I love that. We might have to use that one for something. Okay.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for being on the programme. If we want to find out more about you, how do we go about that? What's your website and such?
It's just simply my name. So if you Google Posy Brewer, so it's Posy spelled P-O-S-Y, and then Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R, .com. So it's just posybrewer.com. So that's me.
Brilliant.
And there's lots of different voices on there and lots of other things that you might... go, oh my goodness, you're the voice of...
Yes, a real starstruck moment, I think. Look, I'm never going to look at self-service till again in the same way now I know the lady behind the voice.
Well, you'll be smiling this time, won't you?
I will be smiling. I'll be like, yeah, I'm in on the secret. I know who that is. Brilliant, Posy, thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
My pleasure. Have a good show.
You too. Bye.
Take care.
Take care of yourself. Bye.